Now, the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
Cardinals will play some baseball today. In fact, they are scheduled to play a pair of games, one this morning, and we are leading you toward that today. Chris Ranji with you, and it is time to visit with the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. Oliver Marmol is with us now on KMOX. Ollie, good to talk with you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing okay. What's it like to be waiting for a game last night in what was going to be about a billion degrees, and then the rain comes, it gets canceled, now you're preparing for a doubleheader. Is it hectic when something like that happens?
No, not really hectic. You're just waiting it out and making sure that your starter in Gibby isn't getting too close to being ready and then has to kind of ramp down and ramp back up. So you're just making sure that there's a lot of communication between upstairs in making the decision and that starting pitcher. But outside of that, it's not too crazy.
Yeah, Kyle Gibson will get the start in game one. Sometimes what will happen is if there is a doubleheader scheduled for the next day on a rainout, maybe that starting pitcher will still get the night game as opposed to the first one. What goes into the decision of who gets to start in game one as opposed to the second?
Yeah, so it had more to do with us trying to find a day to do a bullpen day and giving our starting rotation an extra day since we don't have days off. And you look at, we only have one more to that All-Star break, I believe. So there's a lot of use there. And we wanted to see kind of we were going to have it the second game of Cincinnati. We were just going to have a bullpen day and let everybody else be on a 6 day. With getting the 27th man in this doubleheader, it allows you to have an extra bullpen arm, which makes it a little easier to run a bullpen day. So we will do that in game two.
Over the last month or so, this team has played really well, one of the best teams in the National League over that stretch, now three games over 500. What do you suppose is the difference now as opposed to earlier in the season? What has led to this good streak of baseball?
The consistency in our offense, I feel like we're having really good at bats. The way we're approaching starters, we face some good arms and we've taken some really good swings against them. You look at that San Francisco series and Hicks and Webb, the Rick Wood game. I mean, the starters are having to navigate a really tough lineup right now, and the consistency of our offense has led to more wins. Our staff, as far as the rotation and our bullpen, has done a really nice job of keeping us in every game. And as we start to get healthy with Contreras and then Newt here soon, it'll be a tough lineup to pitch to. So, the consistency of our lineup has led to us securing some more ballgames.
You mentioned Contreras coming back from the injury quicker than a lot of people expected him to return. How much of a difference does he make to the lineup right now?
Makes a big difference, man. Not only, I mean, his presence is one thing, his skill set's another, but just the overall energy and edge that he brings is contagious. Guys feed off of that, and you saw that in his first game back, man. Just the way he goes hard down the first baseline and takes a hard turn, it just brings a certain energy that people love watching. So we're really, really happy that his rehab went the way it did. No setbacks. He felt good throughout the whole thing, got what he needed in Memphis during his games there, and he's back with us.
Nolan Arenado is, again, in the lineup for today, so he is feeling better. Lars Nootbaar appears to be on the way back as well. How's he doing?
He's doing well. He was able to take swings on the field yesterday during batting practice and felt really, really good. So that's a positive sign for us. He'll go ahead and do some BP in the cage today and see how his body responds to that. And hopefully by this weekend, we can see him in some games on a rehab assignment.
Right now, this team, as I mentioned, the National League, a lot of teams are bunched up. I know it's a little early to be looking at standings, but it's hard not to notice that you've got, of all the teams in the National League, all but two right now are in playoff contention.
Yeah, the league is pretty good right now. A lot of teams, like you just mentioned, are bunched up. We're focused on ourselves at the moment and just making sure that we're playing the style of baseball that we need to play in order to look up once this is all over and feel good about it. And at the moment, we're doing exactly that.
Oliver Marmol, appreciate the time today. Good luck this afternoon and then tonight, and we will talk again next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Game one here on KMOX. Matt Pauly's got the pregame show starting at 11:50, so there is early baseball today. The first pitch will be at 12:45. Kyle Gibson and Reynaldo Lopez of the Atlanta Braves. And then in game two, it's a split doubleheader, which means the second one's going to be at night, 5:20 pregame show with a 6:15 first pitch. And we will have all of those for you right here on KMOX. You can also listen on the free Odyssey app if you're in the St. Louis area, AUDACY.